HHS grants $306 million in bird flu funding as human infections hit 66. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has announced multimillion-dollar funding to tackle the spread of avian flu in the country, including a focus on local measures. The agency will set aside $306 million for monitoring bird flu and funding preparedness, according to a January 3 press release. While the risk to humans remains low, we are always preparing for any possible scenario that could arise, HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a statement. These investments are critical to continuing our disease surveillance, laboratory testing, and monitoring efforts alongside our partners at USDA. Out of the $306 million, $183 million will be set aside to boost regional, state, and local preparedness initiatives, including the Hospital Preparedness Program, and to replenish supplies and equipment for the National Disaster Medical System. Funding of $111 million will be granted for additional enhancements to our ability to monitor H5N1 at the local, state, and national levels, which includes funding to boost monitoring of people exposed to infected animals and for outreach activities aimed at high-risk individuals like those working with livestock, according to the press release. The remaining amount, approximately $11 million, will be used for additional research on medical countermeasures for H5N1, according to the release. As of January 3, there are 66 confirmed cases of Americans who have been infected by bird flu, according to data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. California had the highest number of cases, with 37 individuals infected. Washington reported 11 cases, 10 in Colorado, and 2 in Michigan. Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Oregon, Texas, and Wisconsin each reported 1 case. Dairy herds were the biggest source of infection, linked to 40 human infections. Poultry farms and culling operations accounted for 23. According to the CDC, overall respiratory illness activity in the United States is high at present, with flu viral activity deemed to be moderate. Emergency department visits for flu were found to be very high and increasing. Infection in animals. Data from the CDC show that avian flu has been detected in more than 10,000 wild birds. More than 129 million poultry animals and 915 dairy herds have been affected. A January 2 statement from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania revealed that around 200 snow geese were recently found dead, with avian flu suspected as the cause. Because avian influenza viruses are naturally occurring and ever-present in wild birds, preventing or controlling HPAI in wild populations is not feasible. However, safeguards can be taken to protect domestic birds or wild birds held in captivity. The agency said, owners should always prevent contact between their birds and wild birds to prevent the spread of disease. Pennsylvanians who care for captive wild birds, domestic backyard poultry, or are involved in commercial poultry operations should review their biosecurity plans to protect their flocks. Last week, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health asked residents to avoid feeding their pets Monarch raw pet food after testing found the avian flu virus in some of the product samples. A house cat that consumed the food item was confirmed positive for the infection. 4 other cats from the same household were also suspected to be infected. The department asked people who fed their pets with the product to watch out for infection symptoms and contact their veterinarian, if necessary. Cats infected with H5 bird flu can develop severe illness that may include neurologic signs, respiratory signs, or liver disease that can rapidly progress to death, the agency said. There have been no human cases of bird flu associated with exposure to these cats yet identified. Previously, 4 cats from another household were confirmed with bird flu after drinking recalled raw milk. The cats became sick and eventually died. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently said it was collecting samples of raw cow's milk cheese to test for bird flu. The agency said it planned on collecting 300 samples from across the country. The FDA had earlier warned about the risks posed by raw milk consumption.